Ana, Maloni, Malo Elelei, Talofa Lava, Nisan Pulvinaka, Fakalofa Lahiatu.
Te ama Pacifica Health.
Talofa Lava and welcome to Pacifica Health Radio Show this morning. But first of all, we will welcome the Holy Spirit into our midst so we can ask him for help. Let's pray. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven. We come before you in humble prayer before we start with this Te Ama Radio Health Program. We realize without your blessings, we would not be able to succeed with the plans for today program. Please bestow your grace and divine wisdom to all of our listeners so that we can enjoy sharing the information to help us improve healthy lives and share the greater glory of your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome back to Te Ama Pacifica House. And kia ora ana tātou katoa toa, tālo whalawa, mālo le soifua, malelangi mamā. Vi ia lava le tuawa tātou whelo aile nei tāia o fō. So therefore, Welcome to Te Ama again. This is Falifanga Malo Melelem Puka, and I am your host and producer for today, Talo Falava, and a very warm welcome to all our beautiful listeners this beautiful new day. God is good all the time. You know what? I'm always reminded that a lot of people didn't wake up, but I trust that you have all had an enjoyable weekend with your families, children, and friends, happy and healthy. So I am looking forward to come back today, and I wish my beautiful cousin Lutila Toiloa Kalolo has been holding the fort. So here we go, and you'll be hearing her voice more regularly on air. As also regards and love from our mom, Auntie Hehulu, who is actually visiting in Australia. I'll get Lutila to say a bit more about her, the reason of her traveling away. So we miss her this morning. Otherwise, our topic today is actually quite interesting, and Lutila and I will be discussing and sharing, and it's called temperance. It simply means what?
Self-control. Moderation or self-restraint.
Okay. Yeah, self-control. So that's interesting. So let's have a look at some explanation or what that may be. But there's one thing I picked up from the Bible, 1 Corinthians 9:25, is that every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. So a healthy, happy person is one who is well-balanced physically, mentally, and spiritually. So a lot of good sharing that we're going to be talked about it this morning. And temperance means self-control or moderation in the enjoyment of those things which are good and the avoidance of that which is harmful. Okay, let me start off. One, moderation in that which is good. Sunshine is very healing to the body, but too much sunshine will result in sunburn. Too much exercise will cause exhaustion. Too much sleep causes one to become lazy. Too much money causes one to become selfish. Too much entertainment causes one to become irresponsible. Too much reading can ruin one's eyes. Too much hurry can cause a nervous breakdown. Oh no, we don't want that. And too much food can cause obesity. We can plainly see that we all need some sunshine, some exercise, and some food. But too much is harmful. If a little is good, that doesn't mean that a lot is better. This is especially true when it comes to food. We need moderation in all good things, and this article will cover just three of them: moderation in food, cleanliness, and entertainment. Well, what do you think?
That's a pretty big word right there.
Yeah. It's covering a lot of things just for
it is, yeah.
this one. You know, like sunshine. Actually, I'm one that I cannot handle too much sun or the heat. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people love, I know my granddaughter, she loves being in the sun. Mm. And I can't stay too long in the sun. It's too much, you know, for me at times. And how is that with you?
Yeah, I found that if I'm in the sun for too long, I used to love being in the sunshine for quite a long period of time. But I've noticed over the years that it's not like that anymore. So I try not to stay out for too long. And once my body can't take it, then I'll just come inside and have a bit of a rest, play with the kids or do whatever. But that's pretty much it. But temperance is a really big word. I came across that and I thought, okay, it's usually characterized as control over excess and expressed through characteristics such as chastity, modesty, humility, self-regulation. There's heaps of things here. Hospitality, decorum, abstinence, and forgiveness. Like all of that stuff there. I was reading it and I thought, oh my goodness, for one word, it means so many things.
True, eh? And this is why, you know, this program is to really share information that we can all learn from it and share and then apply it, eh?
Yeah.
Apply it to ourselves. That's the thing that I find it interesting for myself. When I learn something, I want to apply it to myself, you know, like, okay, too much sunshine. But it's also saying too much exercise. I think some of us overdo it.
Overdo it, yeah. I'm currently at the gym right now, and it's kind of sad watching this guy, who beautiful body. He's in his 60s, and the training that he does, you can see over time, it's starting to affect him. So now he's saying he's talking about getting surgery. He comes to the gym every day, and I've asked him, are you okay? And he's just, I think I'm overdoing it, but I can't stop. Temperance. He can't, he needs to learn how to decipher it.
Yeah.
When his body says, please let me have a rest, but his mind is saying something else.
Yeah.
So that's pretty hard for him to... So he's learning on that. So I'm glad that he's kind of taking a few steps back.
So that's self-control, right?
The self-control.
That's what it really means.
Yeah.
Simple explanation. So, yeah, exercise, I've watched people who are sporty, you know, how they just very passionate about how they do things. And I've tried walking. What I used to love doing in the past, I loved music, meaning I dance. I dance to myself, just me. When my dad was alive, I would dance to him. I said, look, Dad, I can dance. And then I'll be laughing and dancing away, and he'll be like clapping, you know, encouraging me to, you know, keep doing that. That's what I call dancing. And then I started to join other women with those music, line dancing?
I love line dancing. Yeah.
So, yeah, and then I started to join with other women to line dancing. And what are the other exercises they were doing in music? And
aerobics. There's folk dancing, aerobics. There's aerobics.
Oh, that was too much for me.
Zumba.
Yeah, Zumba.
There's boxing. Yeah. There's some boxing sessions where they use music.
Those kind of exercise, line dancing is I like
that. That's my favorite, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, at my age, it's, I could handle that, but my pace, because sometimes I can't keep up. And, so it is interesting to know that we can do things, in what's the word, just do it to the pace. Pace, like for me, I can't keep up, you know, with some of those women when they do line dancing. So I say, hey, wait for me, you know.
I'm the opposite. I'll just be doing my own actions, and the instructor's like, why do you always have to do your own actions? I'm like, because I'm in the moment. Let me be.
But see, I'm trying to actually, you know, follow everyone. Oh, I should do that next time.
Yeah, just do your own.
I'll just do my own. That's much better. Yes, okay, so I'm also reading, it says too much sleep can cause one to become lazy.
And overtired.
Yeah. I sleep when I need to, but I wouldn't like to do that for myself.
I can't sleep for more than 8 hours.
Yeah.
I could do it when I was probably in my 20s, when I would sing in clubs, and I'd come home at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I probably wouldn't wake up till about maybe 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I'd have to get ready for another gig. So, but I noticed after a while, after I had children, I think for me it's just being careful not to oversleep, because kids are full on.
Right, and I'm doing a course at the moment.
Busy.
And we are being told, like the students, you need to try and go to bed by 9 o'clock.
I'm laughing because I go to bed at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So I actually tried it last night.
And
9 o'clock, I woke up, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm thinking, how long have I been sleeping? 9, 10, 11, 12, 5 hours. And I woke up, and I was wide awake. So it's only 2 o'clock. So because I was wide awake, I started reading or doing something on the computer. I said to myself, no, it can't be good for me to do this. So I went back just to, you know, continue relaxing. And yeah, so we try to follow, sleep 8 hours, 8 hours sleep. But then it was only 5 hours last night. But I listened to the tutor and said, go to bed at 9 o'clock. I did. And he said, turn off computers and turn off everything and go to... And I did. faithfully. And then I went back to sleep. When I woke up the second time, I was actually feeling more tired.
Yeah, that's what usually happens.
Is it broken sleep?
Broken sleep, yep. Done the 5 hours, yeah, and then go back to sleep, wake up tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mum has always said to me, if you wake up, then stay awake. Mm. But if you go back to sleep, you're going to wake up and you're going to be tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a young child, you never listen. And then you wake up and you're like, "Eta vita."
So that's what happened to me then. You know, I woke up and then went back to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I felt tired this morning.
Maybe you've got to train yourself to sleep a bit longer. But then if you've been used to sleeping for only 5 hours at a time, we'll see, eh? Give us a report in 2 weeks, see how you do.
Maybe it's to do with age as well.
You really want to go down there?
Not really.
So.
Not really. But how about this one? Too much hurrying can cause a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, too much hurry, and you can make mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we definitely need to avoid that one.
Definitely, definitely. Hey.
Yeah. I don't know if there's time for us to actually have another track.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, well, keep telling them about, do you rush around and...
No, we can't. You've got to learn how to slow down. In this day and age, there's so much happening. It's too busy. We all understand that mums and dads have to go to work to provide for families. But amongst all that, the rush that comes with it, got to learn how to slow down.
All right. So now we're going to have
we're going to slow down and groove to this track.
Perhaps in this track you can show us how to do
slow
the
down
movements and slowing, not fast.